麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you very much for tuning in to this broadcast.
非常欢迎你收听今日的天路导航。
It is our prayer that this broadcast is blessing your life.
我们一直祷告，希望我们的节目是成为你生命的祝福。
Someone said that when people cease to believe in the biblical God,
如果有些人说，当他们不再相信圣经所讲的这位真神的时候，
The problem is not that they believe in nothing.
问题不是在于他们什么都不信啊。
It is that they believe in everything.
而是在于除了真神之外，他什么都信啊。
We saw in the last message from Paul and Silas' experience in the Philippian jail.
在上一次的信息里头，我们讲到保罗和西拉在腓立比监狱里头的经历。
That God does his best work when there is a clear definition between truth and falsehood.
上帝做了奇妙的工作来显明真理和谎言的区别。
God always manifests his power among his people when they trust in him alone.
当上帝的子民单单信靠他的时候，上帝就将大能去彰显出来。
God's supernatural manifestations are best experienced by his people when they turn to him alone.
当上帝的子民单单仰望他的时候，上帝就让他们最深刻地经历到那份他超自然的神奇。
And the Apostle Paul gives us a model of this in the book of Acts chapter 17.
我想告诉你听，保罗在使徒行传第17章里头已经为我们设立了榜样了。
Please turn to Acts 17 with me if you have a Bible.
如果你有圣经的话，请你同我一起去翻开到圣经的使徒行传第17章。
What Paul is giving us here is a model of how to deal with an adulterous culture.
保罗为我们在这里设立了一个典范，就是教导我们怎样对付一些叛逆和不忠于真理的文化。
He tells us how to deal with a culture that has abandoned the truth in the confusion of idolatry.
他告诉我们听，我们应该怎样去面对一个抛弃真理和去膜拜偶像的文化。
But I want to summarize chapter 17 verses 1 to 15 for you.
但是现在我想跟你讲一下先，使徒行传17章1到15节的重点。
Paul goes to Berea, and is persecuted and opposed.
保罗在庇利亚遭受迫害和敌对。
So he goes to Thessalonica and the same thing happens.
在帖撒罗尼加亦都是一样。
So he leaves Timothy and Silas and Luke and goes alone to Athens, the cultural capital of the Roman Empire.
后来他就离开提摩太，离开西拉和路加，他独自去到罗马帝国的文化之都雅典。
Let me tell you a few things about Athens.
让我为你稍稍介绍一下雅典这个城市先。
Athens, like so many of our cities today, boasted about its rich philosophical heritage.
雅典就好像我们当代很多的城市一样，因为它丰富的文化遗产而自傲。
But they did not plan for the present and the future.
但是雅典人却是不懂得为自己计划现在，计划未来。
And Paul lands in Athens as a tourist because he had to be smuggled out of Thessalonica.
但是保罗是用游客的身份来到雅典的，因为他呢不可以不偷偷地离开帖撒罗尼加。
Because there were people who wanted to kill him there.
因为在帖撒罗尼加的人想杀他啊。
So he goes to Athens as a tourist, but he ends up being an evangelist.
虽然他用游客的身份去到雅典，但最终他成为了在雅典传福音的人。
How did he do that?
那你说究竟保罗是怎样做到呢？
I have three things that I want to share with you.
咁今日我就有三样嘢想同你分享啦。
First of all, Paul became distressed over their idolatry.
第一样嘢就系保罗为到佢哋拜偶像而哀伤啊。
Secondly,
第二样嘢
，Paul becomes determined to introduce them to Jesus.
保罗定义要向佢哋传讲耶稣。
Thirdly,
第三样嘢
，Paul had a definitive message to their empty hearts.
保罗针对他们空虚的心灵，为他们带来明确的信息。
Let's look at the first point.
让我们先来看看第一点。
Paul's distress over their idolatry.
保罗为到他们拜偶像而感到哀伤。
Why was he distressed?
那究竟保罗为什么要哀伤呢?
Let me explain.
让我为你来解释一下。
If you know Jesus Christ and are in deep appreciation of the grace of God,
如果你认识耶稣基督并且对上帝的恩典心存感激的话，
You should be distressed over the condition of unsaved people.
你就会为到未得救的人的处境而担心。
Paul's reaction should be our reaction when we come face to face with ignorance of the truth.
面对不认识真理的那种的无知，我们要好像保罗那样。
Paul's reaction should be our reaction when we see our world smothered with idolatry and materialism.
我们看到当今世界已经被拜偶像和物欲所充斥的时候，我们应该好像保罗那样。
Look at verse 16 of chapter 17 of the book of Acts.
请你翻开《使徒行传》第17章的第16节。
The Bible said that Paul was greatly distressed.
圣经说保罗当时心里面好焦急。
Paul was distressed that men and women who were created to glorify God were honoring statues and idols.
保罗好心急啊，因为嗰啲本来为咗荣耀上帝而被创造嘅男男女女，却系在乎系人所做嘅偶像，喺度拜嗰啲人所做嘅偶像。
What's an idol?
咁你话乜嘢系偶像啊
？An idol is a god substitute.
偶像呢，就是上帝的替代品。
It doesn't matter what it is.
那你说它是什么呢？其实是什么不重要的。
An idol can be the pursuit of wealth for wealth's sake.
如果你心里头挂着钱的话，那你追求财富就是你的偶像咯。
An idol can be uncontrollable appetite for immoral things.
如果你是心怀邪念的人的话，那你不可以控制的那种欲望就是你的偶像。
Anything that takes God's place is an idol.
任何代替上帝的都是一种偶像。
The city of Jerusalem did not have the idols that the city of Athens had.
耶路撒冷里头虽然没有好像雅典里头那些一个个铜像在那里这样。
And yet, the Lord Jesus Christ comes up to the Mount of Olives and he looks down upon the city and he begins to weep over Jerusalem.
但是当主耶稣去到橄榄山向下见到耶路撒冷那座城的时候，主耶稣就喊了。
Because the idols of Jerusalem were false religion.
因为耶路撒冷的偶像是什么呢？他里头的人是用虚伪的宗教来代替真正的上帝。
The idols of Jerusalem were false rituals.
他们用虚伪的宗教仪式来代替上帝成为他们的偶像。
The idols of Jerusalem were people who were religious people, but their hearts were far away from God.
那时耶路撒冷有很多道貌岸然的教徒，但是心里头却远离真正的上帝，这个就是他们的偶像崇拜。
That's why Jesus wept.
所以耶稣喊啊。
And that is why Paul was distressed.
所以保罗好心急啊。
Until you become distressed over sin in our world, God will not move.
当你开始为到这个世界上面的罪恶而忧伤的时候，上帝就要采取行动啊。
until you are broken over idolatry with all of its forms.
除非你为世界上面一切嘅形式嘅偶像感到心碎嘅话。
Until you are able to weep over idolatry in all its forms.
除非你能够为到世上嘅一切嘅偶像形式哀哭嘅时候。
We will not understand why Paul was greatly distressed.
否则我哋都唔能够点解保罗咁忧伤咁着急。
But one of the great things about the Apostle Paul is that he did not allow distress to lead him into discouragement.
但是我想告诉你，保罗最了不起的事就是他没有因为忧伤而绝望。
Which brings me to the second point.
这个就是我要讲的第二点了。
Paul's distress motivated him to introduce them to Jesus.
保罗的忧伤是反而激励了他去向那些人传讲耶稣。
If you ever have a sense of distress over the condition in which we live,
如果今日你现实的生活是让你忧伤的话，
It's going to lead you to hopelessness or motivate you to do something about the situation.
究竟你是会绝望还是你会采取行动去扭转的情况呢？
Our sense of distress must motivate us to either lovingly confront people with the gospel or become indifferent and apathetic.
我想告诉你，这种忧伤如果不能够促使我们用爱心向人传讲福音的话，就会让我们更加冷漠，更加不再关心人。
Our sense of inward unrest must lead us to either lovingly invite others to have an encounter with the living God or become unfruitful for him.
我们的内心的不安如果不能够导致我们大发爱心，邀请人去到永生上帝的面前，这样我们就不能够再为主结果子。
Our sense of sorrow over false belief systems must remind us of how empty they are.
对虚伪信仰的悲伤一定要让我们醒觉，见到这些人生命很空虚。
And that Jesus Christ is the only fulfilling hope.
而耶稣基督却是一个唯一的可以用来满足的盼望。
Paul understood that in a culture with conflicting philosophies, a Christian should not retreat.
保罗知道在哲学思想混乱的文化里头，基督徒不应该退避。
This is no time to say, I don't have anything to offer.
这个时候不应该说我无能为力了。
Or I can't do anything about that.
或者说我做不到什么事。
In Athens, in the time of Paul, there were many conflicting philosophical schools.
在保罗时代的雅典，在里头有很多矛盾的哲学体系。
The two dominant ones were the Epicureans and the Stoics.
最主要的两个派别就是伊比鸠鲁同埋斯多葛学派。
Both the Epicureans and the Stoics called Paul a babbler.
伊比鸠鲁同埋斯多葛呢两个学派呢，都话保罗所讲嘅系胡言乱语。
A babbler means that he is a person who does not have an original thought.
胡言乱语即系乱噏咧嘅意思，就系话保罗冇自主嘅思想啊。
Now they thought that this is an insult, but Paul took it as a compliment.
佢认为呢样嘢咧就系对保罗嘅一种嘅羞辱啊。但是对保罗来讲却是一种真正的称赞。
He was not proclaiming himself, he was proclaiming Jesus.
保罗说，对啊，我不是宣传自己嘛，我是宣传耶稣啊。
Sure enough, he didn't have an original thought.
没错，保罗真的没有一套自创的思想。
In fact, Paul was very happy with that description because his only thought was the gospel of Jesus Christ.
事实上保罗却是很开心地去接受这种评价，因为他唯一的思想就是传扬耶稣基督的福音。
The Epicurean philosophy was established by Epicurus.
这个伊比鸠鲁学派是由伊比鸠鲁创立的。
And the Epicureans taught that indulgence is the key to life.
他们认为放纵情欲就是生活的核心。
They taught that pleasure is the highest good.
及时行乐就是人生的至善。
The Epicurean professed to believe in the gods who are not really interested in mankind.
伊比鸠鲁学派宣称他们所相信的，其实都有一些对人类漠不关心的神明的。
And then they go on to teach that there is no life after death.
跟着他们又灌输人死如灯灭的思想。
The Stoics, on the other hand, almost had an opposite kind of philosophical approach to life.
我们发现他们原来另一个斯多葛学派呢，就是对人生呢，是有完全相反的哲学理念。
The Stoics taught that God was the world's soul and the world was God's body.
斯多葛学派认为上帝就是世界的灵魂，而世界则是上帝的身体。
At its best, Stoicism was marked with moral earnestness, but it was marred with spiritual pride.
但是斯多葛学派最出名的就是他们力求道德上的完美，但是最后却是陷入于心灵的骄傲里面。
To the Stoic, virtue was the supreme good.
对于斯多葛学派来讲，美德是人生最高的境界。
Men, they said, should live above passion.
他们认为人是应该超越情感的。
People should be unmoved by grief or joy or pain or pleasure.
我们可以发现，原来人是应该离开伤心，离开喜乐，离开痛苦，离开那种的喜笑。
No wonder they called the Apostle Paul a babbler.
所以他们，我们很难怪他将保罗称为胡言乱语的信徒。
No wonder they were aghast at the thought that the God who created the world became a man.
我们可以发现，原来呢，当时他们感到很惊讶的事是什么？就是当他们听说创造的主宰竟然道成肉身成为人。
And then he hung on a cross and died to pay for the sins of people who believe in him.
而这个的神还在十字架上面为那些信靠他的人赎罪而死。
And then he rose from the dead in order that he comes back one day to judge all of humanity.
并且死里复活，有一天要再次回来审判整个人类。
They were aghast at this preaching.
我想告诉你，这样做的时候是让到他们很害怕。
But Paul was determined to introduce them to Jesus.
但是保罗却是定义向他们讲述耶稣基督。
And therefore, he preached a definitive message to their empty heart.
所以对他们空虚的心灵而言，其实这个是非常明确的信息。
And this is my third point.
这个就是我的第三点了。
And I want you to listen to me very carefully, my listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你好留心、好仔细咁样去听。
The reason why men and women did not worship and obey the true God，
点解依家嘅人系唔愿意敬拜、唔愿意信服真实嘅上帝呢
？Is because they do not want to know the true God。
原来系因为佢哋唔愿意认识呢位真实嘅上帝。
God made himself known in so many ways, but people deliberately and consciously reject him.
我想告诉你，上帝用各种的方式去显明他自己，但是人是却有意顽固地拒绝他。
I want to illustrate what I mean by this.
我也想跟你说，再进一步究竟是应该怎么说呢？
Most people would say that they believe in God.
很多人说他信耶稣的。
But if you go up to one of these people and say to them, God will judge you.
但是如果你走到他面前跟他说，上帝会审判你的了。
And that you will stand before his judgment seat one day.
有一天你会站在他审判台前的。
Most of them would say, oh no, not this God.
哎，很多人都会说，不会的，我们这个神不会这样做的。
If you would go up to them and say that all who reject the Lord Jesus Christ will spend eternity in torment.
但是当你当面跟他们讲话，所有拒绝主耶稣的人都要在永恒的痛苦里头受到煎熬。
They will say, we can't believe in that God.
他们将要回答说，我们不能够相信这样的神的。
They want a God that is designed by man.
他们需要的是一个人造出来的上帝。
And Paul's message was in effect.
但是保罗的信息却是这样的。
You reject the God who revealed himself in his creation and choose to worship other gods, and yet your hearts are empty. You are discontented with your gods.
从他所创造的万物里头启示自己的这位真神，在你们拒绝了他，反而你去敬拜其他的神明，但是你的心灵仍然空虚，可见你所拜的神是满足不到你的。
You refuse to worship the Creator, and yet you continue to worship His creatures and His creation.
你拒绝敬拜这位的造物主，却去敬拜一些受造物。
And that is why Paul says there will be no excuse on the day of judgment.
所以保罗说，去到末日审判的时候，这些人已经再无藉口了。
And Paul's message begins with the Creator God and ends with a call to repent for their rejection of God.
我们发现保罗的信息是从开头创造万物的真正的上帝讲起，最后他呼召人悔改，不要再拒绝这位真神。
The Athenians acknowledged that in having an altar to the unknown God,
我们发现雅典人呢，是设立了一座未识之神的祭坛。
They have acknowledged their ignorance of the true God.
他们是对真神是愚昧无知的。
And here the Apostle Paul provides them with the evidence for their ignorance.
而保罗在这里也都指出了他们的愚昧和无知。
Look at verse 30 of Acts 17.
使徒行传的第十七章三十节，让我们一起来看一下。
Paul said,
保罗是这样讲的。
Ignorance is no excuse.
愚昧无知并不是我们的借口。
Ignorance is no excuse because God never left himself without a witness.
愚昧无知不是我们的借口，因为总有证据是显示上帝是真正的存在。
In his mercy, God is giving them a second chance.
因为上帝的怜悯，上帝为人提供了第二次机会。
In his mercy, he is giving them another opportunity to repent and ask for his forgiveness.
他怜悯人，让人有机会悔改，并且让人有机会去祈求他的宽恕。
But not only that.
但是不单止是这样。
Paul said God provided proof that the day of judgment is coming.
保罗说，上帝亦都向我们显明审判的日子近了。
And that the judge is going to be Jesus Christ.
而审判官就是耶稣基督。
And the greatest proof that Jesus is the coming judge was Jesus' resurrection.
耶稣的复活是有力地证明了上帝就是这位要来的审判官。
Paul is saying that the resurrection is God's ultimate proof that the judgment is coming upon the living and the dead.
保罗在这里讲复活最重要的凭据，就是表明上帝的审判将要临到活人死人。
Every one of us is going to face the judgment of God.
我们今天每一个人都要面临上帝的审判。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣这样讲话，我就是道路，我就是真理，我就是生命。
That is why he was raised from the dead.
因此耶稣基督是从死里头复活的。
And that is why he is the coming judge.
并且耶稣基督就是要再要回来的判官。
My friend, if you have been confused by all the different ideas and philosophies,
各位亲爱的听众朋友，如果你已经被不同类型的哲学思潮所迷惑的话，
If you have been ignoring the Lord of life,
如果你一直无视这位生命的主的话，
He is calling you today to surrender to him.
他今天就在呼召你，要你归向他，
To repent of your sins and receive his forgiveness.
要你为自己的罪悔改，并且接受他的饶恕。
If you have broken one of the Ten Commandments, you have broken all commandments.
如果你违背了十诫里头的其中一条，其实你就违背了所有的律法。
And therefore you deserve hell.
你应该受到地狱的惩罚。
That's what the Bible said.
这个就是圣经所讲的东西。
But there is a way out.
但是我想告诉你，你还有一条的出路的。
God said, through Jesus, I forgive you and assure you of eternal life.
上帝说，透过耶稣，我原谅你，并且为你赐下永生。
And the Bible said that God desires not for anyone to die in their sin.
圣经亦都说，上帝不愿意一人在罪里面沉沦死去。
But that they would turn from their wickedness and live.
而是愿他们离弃罪恶，存活下来。
Will you respond to him today?
我想问，今日你愿不愿意回应他啊？
If you want to be assured of eternal life and not eternal judgment, you can do that today.
如果你想得到永生，而不是永远的审判和死亡的话，你今日就可以得到了。
You can say to him,
你可以对上帝这样说，
Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣基督，
forgive me of my sins.
赦免我的罪。
Thank you for paying for the judgment of my sin on the cross.
多谢你为我的罪在十字架上面付出了代价。
I repent of my sins.
我为到自己的罪而忏悔。
And I receive you as my savior.
我并且愿意接受你作为我生命的救主。
In your name, Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求，
Amen，
阿门。各位听众朋友，多谢你收听今日的天路导向。在今日的天路导向里头，希望你真系唔好再被其他嘅哲学思潮迷惑，因为好多人在今日讲好多唔同嘅嘢，而每一样所讲嘅嘢呢，都系疑幻似真噶。所以我哋要知道，究竟乜嘢先至系真正嘅道路、真理同埋生命呢？我们在人生里头追求真理的时候，原来这个真理呢，即是我们目标呢，又是我们那条路。而这个道路就是我们行去真理那条路，和真理本身呢，和生命本身呢，就是耶稣基督。这个实在是非常之吊诡，也是非常之有趣的事情。所以呢，我们要学习面对不同的挑战，仍然要懂得去回应，告诉人听，我信了耶稣了，耶稣是万有的主宰，你所创造出来的东西，我不是不去明，不是不去理解，但是我知道这个不是最终的真理，只有耶稣基督的话语才是永恒的真理。在这里愿上帝带领你，在你这个世代里头面对各种的思潮里面，找到真实的方向。下次天路导向的时间再会。